Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another fun show. Hello, John Boy. How are you?
Cerveza.
What? What the? Cerveza? Ah, cerveza.
Si.
We. Mucho cervezas.
Cerveza.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Cerveza, yes. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're back after a two-week hiatus. We seem to have a lot of hiatuses, John.
Yeah. My anus is very high. Yeah, it's that's the way it is.
Someone asked me this past week, it's like, when do you come on your show? And I said, well,
not during.
Friday night. And they're like, well, no, you don't. I said, well, we just come on whenever we feel like it. So we felt like it.
We kind of do, yeah. But it is live. I mean, there's no pre-play. There's pre-gaming involved, but there's no pre-play.
Yeah, there was some pre-gaming going on this evening before the show. Those jalapenos, dude. I had too many jalapenos for dinner. Oof, I didn't think I was going to make the show.
Man, jalapenos are wrecking you, Eddie. Man, you step away from the pepper. If you can't handle jalapenos, you got some serious issues, my friend.
Well, I have a little other spices in there too, but whew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. I made it. So welcome to the show, everybody. This is where we do food news and commentary and our own little dynamic duo comic commentary spin, I guess you want to call it. And
Yeah. Some douchebag from New Jersey talks his ass off. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's basically what this whole show is about. And I just read the headlines and the douchebag talks in New Jersey. Okay.
That's right. I am like a summer's eve.
Summer's eve. Oh, geez. If you want to call
I do have a question for you, though. I try to replay this program on. I got a laptop that I it goes everywhere with me because I'm always doing stuff on the road. The volume sucks. Is there any
really?
Way to like peak the volume? Yeah, it absolutely sucks on a laptop. It's been going for a while. I was trying to be nice and not say anything, but dude, the last time we had a show was fucking hilarious, and I wanted to play it for a couple of my buddies, and it barely came out of the speaker. It was like really, really, really quiet.
It comes out really great on the telephone because I download it off the cloud, and you can do that, by the way. You can just download in the cloud and play it on your phone, but. It sounded okay.
No. I'm talking about playing from a laptop. The laptop I got, it's a gaming computer, so the speakers are very good on it. It's just, it's got like no volume.
I don't know. Sounds like a personal problem to me. No, actually, it sounded really good.
I got more of those, but that's beside the point.
I don't know. There's nothing else I can do to turn up the volume.
Oh, you suck. All right, cool. Let's proceed.
If you want to call in, I don't think there is. it has been an ongoing problem with this damn Blog Talk. And by the way, just on a side note, 2 hours before the show, I didn't think we were going to have a show because, speaking of douchebags, they cut off our service. My credit card would not go through, which we've had this damn thing for 7 years. So my credit card wouldn't go through because I had stopped the credit card. It's a long story, but someone got a hold of my credit card, so I had to get a new card. Well, it's an automatic billing, and the automatic billing wouldn't go through, so they cut us off. Here's what pissed me off. I've been doing this for 7 years. They tried to put me on a new plan because they said when the plan gets cut off,
when you fuck up.
I said, hey, look, I've been doing this for 7 years. It should be grandfathered in. So I had a big argument with some woman, and anyway, I got it resolved. We're good now.
Does she have an English accent too? Blog Talk Radio.
No, she didn't. Well, I won't say what kind of accent she had, but she wasn't from here. But
she wasn't from here.
When you talk to customer service and all these online companies, you're speaking to someone usually from India or Pakistan.
Bangladesh.
Or Bangladesh. What is that all about?
Because it's cheaper to get them to talk to you, and usually their name is like Frank or Sam or George or something very simple. And when their real name has like 16 syllables.
Well, me and Fred, actually it was a woman. I don't know what her name was. We had quite an argument for a little while, but then she said, "Oh, I understand. So it was just a credit card issue. You didn't mean to cancel the plan." I said, "No."
So you verbally scathed her to you down to the bone, and she finally kowtowed to your wants.
Yes, because I was at one point the octave level of my screaming was pretty high.
Oh, neat. Like somebody kicked you in the nuts. All right, got it. Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, we got it resolved. If you want to call in and talk to us about anything tonight, the number is 714-242-5272. You can call about anything. We don't care. If you're calling from Pakistan and India, I don't know what the phone number is.
We can talk about tractors. Oh, yes.
So what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks out there in DEFCON land?
Well, shit, I've got over a ton of wing sauce in my garage right now. So you know what that means? Me and Maggie, neither of us, we don't know which one of us fucked up, but one of us did, and we totally screwed up the production on it, and our production dates and what we actually needed were totally wrong. That's why we haven't had a sale since football started. And now we have a shit ton in my garage. Now we're having a huge goddamn sale. So look for it tomorrow. It'll be out sometime tomorrow. I don't know what the hell we're going to do, 30, 40, 50%, whatever the hell it is. We feel bad because we screwed up, and people just still got whatever. It's going to be an awesome sale. Stay tuned tomorrow. Oh, boy, howdy. Other than that, get another generator. Got a big one coming. Oh, this is a good one. There's a whole story in that, but I'm not going to get into that. Other than that, I'm just drinking beer and enjoying myself.
Well, same here. By the way, if you want to go to this sale, the mystery sale tomorrow at DEFCON.
Yes, the mystery sale. Yes. Yes. Secrets in the meat.
So not to get into the gory details, but so you just didn't have any sauce and couldn't sell anything, and then you got a whole shitload of it, and now you got to get rid of it, right?
Well, no. This is what had it. Okay. Our co-packer got Endorphin Farms. They're fucking awesome. Hello, Adam. Hello, everybody. But anyway, they are fucking awesome. What we did, we didn't realize they're going to get – well, for one, we didn't realize they're going to be as busy as they got because they're very popular now because they're very good. We got in way – like a few years back, so we're kind of – we're preferred customer kind of thing, whatever. But anyway, we put in orders all the time, blah, 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 blah. Well, I thought that we had more than we did, and so did Maggie, and we both ran – something happened in the translation of numbers. I don't know if some Tibetan monk came into the house and fucked us up. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, all I know is we're running low on just about everything, and we don't have production for like a month and a half. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, we're gonna be out. We're rationing out quarts. Like when I go to farmers markets, I can only take two quarts because we only have five. It's like, oh my god, this sucks. So this has been going on for a while. Some of the restaurants were taking quarts, giving them four quarts instead of a gallon. It really sucked. It really did. All is solved now. We have well over a ton of hot sauce in my freaking garage right now, and that'll be parted out, go into the stores, all that kind of stuff. But the sale tomorrow is going to be epic because we feel bad. This is our time of the year. I mean, when football season starts, so do we. And we feel really bad about the fact that we haven't been able to we've been filling orders, but we've not been able to do a sale because we had no freaking stock. Welcome to small
starting,
business.
Speaking of not starting, are you a New York Giants fan? Because what was their deal?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, man. They got crunched last
night. I can be
a
fan of a team who okay, it's a Jersey team, but they got NY in their helmet. Figure that shit out.
That's true.
Honestly.
I never thought about that.
Honestly.
You're right.
Like, what the fuck? What is a Jersey team? What's on the freaking helmet? I mean, look at the helmet. Like, that's a Jersey team. Come on. The Jets are more of a Jersey team because at least they got a J on it.
I got nothing really to add. I've been basically just doing work. Nothing exciting.
Maggie got in touch with your girl, Robin, I think, and looks like you guys are going to be doing our labels.
Yeah, we're working on your labels. I saw that new
that.
Label. It looks cool, too.
Actually, the world didn't even notice. Yeah, we're totally revamping those little chemical bottles we've had for 15 years. They're gonna go away. Yeah, end of an era. But we're gonna be replacing it with some really really cool bottles and all new labels and all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. Probably be just in time for Christmas. Imagine that.
Hey, by the way, too, I sell labels. If you're out there and you're in the food business and you need new labels, contact me at the packaging man at earthlink.net.
Wow.
And I can help you.
First time in seven fucking years you said something about what you do. I'm proud of you, boy.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
going to sit to pee, bitch.
I've been selling labels for 32 years. I thought it was about time to say, hey.
And you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it.
John, guess what?
Son
time
of a bitch.
Is
it time for food news?
It is time for food. And I got a shitload of it too.
You kill me with that freaking Don Adams shit. Oh God, you kill me.
Well, it's because everybody needs to get smart with food news. So,
well,
before
we start food, I got one little quick intercept here. Now, everyone knows about the straw thing, the straws.
Yes.
We all know about that. But you know what's really cool? I started looking into this. This is really, really cool. Like in Chinese.
Zhaocao.
It's different. In Mongolian.
Zumza.
Zumza. Zumza. I would love to order a bunch of Zumzas. That's fucking cool. Now, but, you know, then you get the Italians. They got to make it sound nice.
Cannuccia.
You know, you learn stuff every day.
Say that one again.
Cannuccia.
Do the Italian.
Cannuccia.
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 Make everything sound like a pizza.
Speaking of that, we do have a straw story. I'll start there since you brought the
subject
up.
There you go. Hey, look at it. Well, people, we did not rehearse this. This is no pre-gaming. The only pre-gaming is with
booze. As you can tell, if you've been listening for quite a while, you know we don't rehearse anything. You can tell
no
each
way.
Every week. Okay. Well,
the shock value higher.
Red Lobster has joined the crowd. They will no longer automatically give out plastic straws to their customers. Patrons will have to ask for a straw if they want one starting in November. And that by the end of 2020, you ready for this, John? By the end of 2020, they will start replacing plastic straws with an eco-friendly alternative.
A human arm. Yeah,
Jesus.
It's so fucking stupid, dude. It's so stupid. Yeah, it really. Well, I went down in the marsh. I got a whole bunch of tubes. You can suck a tube. One of them there cattails or whatever you call it. And then it goes down there in the swamp. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know, I know you don't drink coffee, and I don't go to Starbucks, but I swung into a Starbucks while I was traveling, and I just wanted regular.
You don't even have to buy anything. Dude, you can go into any Starbucks you want to and take a dump. You don't even have to buy anything. It's freaking awesome. You just go in there and just dump your load out, and bam-o, you don't have to buy anything. I don't need a vento. I just vented.
I just wanted a regular coffee, which is impossible to get at Starbucks. But
well, you gotta say it in their own lingual. Yeah, like the I need a Jesus Christ, 48 syllables later.
I mean, if you ask for a regular coffee, they look at you like you just farted in church. It's sad, but
right.
I did get the new sippy cup top for the for their coffee cup. What a joke that is. It literally looks like a sippy cup, you know, like when kids with a little spout that pops up. So, and I give out straws.
Well, you think that? Wait. No, you're way thinking this too much. Millennials need sippy cups.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's the dumbest
looking thing. It's like sucking on a mama's, like a mama's tit. It's like a little tiny thing that pops up.
Oh my goodness! I'm getting the chubby. Oh my God! What the frick, dude?
All right, moving along on our food news.
Oh my
God! Domino's Pizza. This is pretty cool. I didn't know this, but they launched a new store concept at two locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's called the Pizza
Closed.
Theater.
Pizza Theater.
Concept and it features dine-in seating with an open kitchen so guests can watch their pizzas being made.
You don't want to see the conveyor belt, folks. You don't want to see it.
As well as flat screen televisions, Wi-Fi, and USB outlets to charge devices. So, you know, Domino's has never been really a sit-down place. Well, now they're going that direction at the new Domino Pizza Theater. So the first two are open.
You can watch the conveyor belt with your pizza on it. It's like watching soap dry.
You know, I had a Domino's pizza recently. I have to admit it wasn't that bad. They have.
Domino's used to absolutely fuck suck. I mean, they suck. You couldn't get worse pizza. But then a couple of years ago, they did that the hand tossed or whatever they call it, tossing salad. But anyway, they went to their own new way of doing things, and it actually came out. It wasn't that bad. It was actually decent, and that's saying something. And then they kind of fell back towards the sucky side, but not all the way to the sucky side.
Well, if you had bought Domino's, we talked about this before, Domino's stock,
yep,
11 years ago, it was like $2.40. I think
right.
The last time I looked at it, it was at 210. So it went from $2.40 to 210 in 11 years. Do the math.
Yeah, but 11 years,
so,
dude, that's a long time to hold on to something.
Well, it is, but come on, from $2.40 to 210, if you invested, what, $1,000, what would that, you would get 100 times, you have $100,000.
I wish I had
right?
invested $1,000 on Amazon.
Well, same here. All right, next story. you're gonna love this story.
Oh, no.
All right, you know.
Hey, now you're scaring
you know
me.
You know how I love organic products, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, you
yes,
do.
And I say that tongue in cheek. Well, here you go. Three Nebraska farmers have agreed to plead guilty to knowingly marketing non-organic corn and soybeans as certified organic.
Gasp.
Yeah. Prosecutors claim the trio sold non-organic grain directly to customers and to an IA-based company from 2010 until 2017. All three.
It made a goddamn mint.
Yes. All three operated a, quote, organic farm in Overton, Nebraska. And farmed out of their fields that were not certified.
And you know what the best part is? All those people that bought for 7 years never knew the difference.
Think about that for a second.
Oh, organic tastes so much better. Oh, do. Yeah, okay, great. For 7 years, they got away with it. Nobody asked any questions. Nobody said a goddamn word because it tasted the same.
That's why it's so funny. For 7 years, a bunch of wing-wang people who went out and bought organic thought they were getting organic, and they weren't.
Oh, no, all they got was four times the price. That's all they did. They paid more, so it had to be better. That's what that came down to.
And... And another related story, there's a proposed class action lawsuit against Hershey.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why?
Oh,
you know
no
why,
kidding.
John?
Why? Because yeah. It gives somebody the runs, the squirts?
Well, Hershey has a brand name called Brookside Dark Chocolate. Well, the class action lawsuit claims that the products deceive consumers into thinking the candies do not contain artificial flavoring. According to the complaint,
what?
The packaging. Wait for it. According to the complaint, the packaging on the product intends to give consumers the impression they are buying a premium product with only natural flavoring. Instead, the product contains lots of artificial flavors.
That's like Whole Foods all over the place.
What
part of Whole Foods? It's got to be good for me.
So not only are the farmers...
Who's Joe? I heard he's a traitor.
Hershey's is cheating on their dark chocolate. And they're making a mess. You know they
got to be. Hey, dude, okay, we get the impression you're a freaking moron. If you're really worried about what you're freaking eating, read the goddamn ingredients. Might be organic from Nebraska, but hey, read the ingredients first. It's so stupid. I mean, people are stupid. Hey, well, I was under the impression it was good for me. What, because the Doritos package was yellow? I mean, what is wrong with people? If you're worried about what you're eating, read the freaking ingredients.
I love those kind of stories. It cracks me up.
Oh, they're funny as hell, dude. Because I, oh, my God. every week at the market, you get the people that everybody wants to have a everybody has a malady. Everybody wants to be joined a club, the gluten free club, all kind of crap. It's incredible the stuff that people come up with. It really is, and they're surprised when all of a sudden they're doing something that what they didn't think was they thought they were doing a good thing, but it turned out to be wrong, and they're shocked. I'm like, 'cause you're an idiot.
But wait,
oh man,
wait, did you say gluten free? Is that what you said?
Oh, I love those people. I love the God bless the gluten free people. They're lovely to talk to. It's great. If they're not a celiac, they have no stance on life when it comes to gluten free.
Now that you brought that up, and see, we did not rehearse this. I have another related similar story about gluten. Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh. I'm sitting down.
All right. One third of gluten-free restaurant dishes may actually contain gluten, according to a study.
And nobody complained because they thought they were eating gluten free because they're not gluten intolerant because there's no such freaking thing as long as you're a celiac. This is great stuff. And they all roll up in their penny farthing bikes with sparrows nests in their beards, drinking the pumpkin spice latte. Oh my God.
A study presented to the American College of Gastroenterology.
Wait a minute, I want to go there. That sounds like a good one.
Half, according to the study, about half of the gluten-free versions of pizza and pasta dishes at most restaurants were found to still contain percentages of gluten. And gluten contamination was higher during dinner time than it was at breakfast.
Imagine that. Oh, God. Well, that was the best gluten-free bread I ever had, hon. That's because it had gluten in it, you idiot. It wasn't putting down a piece of mulch.
It's like, remember fat-free yogurt? There was a whole Seinfeld episode of
free, P-H-R-E-E, yep.
Okay, I don't make this shit up. That's a true story. All right, here we go.
No, and it's so in your face. It's so in your face to what's going on now. I mean, because everybody wants to be part of a club. Everybody has to have a malady, the malady du jour. It's crazy.
All right, changing directions here. Uber's CEO is considering moving the company back into the grocery delivery market. Uber's restaurant delivery business. Listen to this. This is amazing to me.
Well, they're probably hurting. The restaurant thing's probably because of the DoorDash and all that bullshit that came out.
Uber's restaurant delivery business hit $6 billion in bookings in early 2018. $6 billion.
And I'm surprised because all these DoorDash things, all these other ones came out. I'm surprised they were able to hold their ground. That says something for them.
So the CEO of Uber says that he feels like the next growth market for Uber is going to be the grocery delivery market. A lot more people are going to be eating at home, and he's going to be taking advantage of that new trend. So
eating at home because they I think he's got that one a little bit wrong. Nobody eats at home anymore. They figure nobody knows how to cook anymore, so they all go out to eat. That's why you have all these meals ready to eat kind of shits. You go to sell like a lot of these like the market and stuff that I do. The people glom onto the meals ready to eat shit. Where you take a package, you throw in the oven, or you take a package, you throw in the microwave, and you feed your family. Nobody knows how to cook anymore. It's sad.
It is sad.
No, it's very sad. It's true. I mean, if you don't think it's true, you're a moron. It's true. I cook. People that disagree, they cook. 90% of the people of the other ones don't cook. They every night. I've got friends of mine. Every night they eat out. They eat out for a little breakfast. They eat. They go to a diner for lunch. They go out to. They don't cook anything. They get it on the road everywhere they go. They don't cook at home. It's crazy.
Well, speaking of that, another segue, Kroger, which is one of the largest supermarket chains in the United States, has teamed up with Home Chef, introducing new in-store meal kits in Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, with a full rollout expected nationwide later in 2019. The meal kit is a rotating selection that offers four choices each week. Additionally, the company is testing Home Chef Express, a quick cook meal kit that's ready to eat in only 15 minutes. Wasn't that called a TV dinner when we were growing up?
No, it's a TV dinner or an MRE from the Army. I mean, one or the other. It's the meal kits. And no, that's what you call that, a lazy kit. I take a box, I put it in the oven. It comes out, it's good. That's good. Do you know what was in it? They said it was gluten-free. The gluten-free was on the package. It was gluten-free organic. It had to be good. It cost me $48, but it was really, really good. And then I found out that the packaging lied. So sad.
It is so sad. Remember when you had those TV dinners and you had that fried chicken dinner that had the green peas and the carrot cubes?
And the brownie.
And the brown. Well, did it have a brownie?
The brownie. Yeah, it always came out like that was always charred. It was like this piece of roofing tile. That was the brownie.
and the mashed potatoes with the butter on it. It was kind of like eating Elmer's glue with some kind of yellow stuff. You know,
it was. It was like mucilage mixed with Elmer's. Yeah, it was really, really nice stuff. The best one, fuck the chicken. The best one was the Salisbury steak where you stuck it with a knife and the juice shot to the juice shot all over the freaking ceiling because it was a big bag of juice. Freaking gross. Oh man, nasty.
The sad part about it, I must have eaten 100 of those or more of those salt-free steaks.
Yeah. And then I'll tell you what, that was probably why we learned how to cook, because we were brought up with that bullshit. And it's like, wait a minute, I can make my own stuff. It tastes better. I'm making more of it. Nowadays, it's kind of like, well, it, I don't care if it costs, well, it was only $18 for dinner. I'm like, you could have spent three. What the fuck? It would have taken 20 minutes out of your time, and you would kind of get a great for $3 to $5. You can make yourself a gourmet meal. You just go down to the produce, pick that shit out, pick out a protein, mix them together. It always tastes great. You make it how you want to taste it, but forget it. No, just order online. It's easier.
What was that? They were called Hungry. What was it called? Hungry Man TV.
Hungry Man dinner. Swanson Hungry Man. I think it was Swanson Hungry. Yeah, Hungry Man.
But I think my mother used to buy those, and at one time, I believe she'd get like three of those for a dollar or something like that. It was an unreal price.
Really? That might have been the just past the due date market.
Maybe, because we did go to that. We did go to that day old.
That wasn't a day old. That was a day two old market. Yeah.
All right, moving on. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
My wife is.
Well, tell your wife that the U.S. Postal Service is raising the prices from 9% to 12% on shipping service for Amazon. you know who you can thank for that. That's Donald Trump did that.
Well, actually, no. I'll tell you what. The Post Office has been a quasi-government entity for decades now. I wouldn't blame it on the Trump person. I would blame it on probably about 30 years of bullshit. Whoever's president in the last three decades, they just kind of have at it. I mean, it's the post office used to be its own entity. And when it was its own entity, we used to get mail, actual mail in the mail. And we used to get really prompt service, and nothing got busted. Well, in the last, I'm going to say, 15, 16 years that we've been in business, we don't use USPS anymore for shipping because they break everything, UPS.
The reason I blame it on Trump, because I remember he was pissed off when he found out that Amazon was getting such a good deal on shipping out of the U.S. Postal, even though they're losing money. So he said okay, Amazon should pay a higher price. So that it's happening. It's supposed to go into effect.
Oh, whatever. Okay, great. Yeah, that's fine. And people are like, you see how much the stock market they're going down the last couple of days? You see how much has been up since he became president? Do the math.
Yep. All right, moving along. Okay, now this story, I don't even know where to start with this story.
Oh, God, what does it entail?
I'm actually going to save it. I'm going to come back to it. I'm going to go to a different one.
Oh, God, it's a good one, huh?
It's one of those ones you want to save to last. Okay.
It'll
Let's
suck
go
the air out of your
chewing
straw.
Gum. They did a study at Penn State about chewing gum. Now, this, first of all, why in the world would they do this study? I have no idea, because it only seems logical.
Because of grant money. We've discussed this. Grant money is grant money.
Well,
we can make you. We can pay you to say anything. Here's grant money.
Here's what they found. Chewing gum may be an effective delivery system for vitamins, according to the study at Penn State.
Gee, did they find out because of the gummy bears? Could that? Oh, well, there's a far leap. Bunch of freaking morons. Grant money.
Certain vitamins.
Grant money.
Certain vitamins were released into the saliva of study participants who chewed supplemented gum, particularly water-soluble vitamins such as vitamin B6 and C. Why did they have to spend all this money to do us? We all know that. I mean, oh, my God. I mean,
because of grant money. Somebody gave them millions of dollars because they wanted a report to say this, and that's what they did. This is nothing new.
I don't know.
This is nothing new.
Do you
grant
like
money
lobster?
Makes
John?
People say things. What happened?
Do you like lobster?
I guess. I was never a huge lobster person. It tastes all right.
I'm not either. But because of what's going on in China with the tariffs, our sales to all the way through June are down 83% going to China, which means there's a glut
of
lobster.
So that means our prices are going to go through the fucking floor, so everybody can get a lobster for a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Overall, the U.S.
Right.
Ships.
So what's the problem here? What's the problem? I don't care if Xi Jinping has his lobster or not. Mine was only a dollar.
Well, that's my point. The good news is if you like lobster, which I really don't either, but if you like lobster, guess what, folks? You'll be able to get cheap lobster now. Yes.
Yep. Well, there it is. So what's the downside? Oh, the lobster fishermen are probably going to complain about the fact they're not getting however much they get. They're going to get a little bit less. But the other the whole market, it just all of a sudden people can get it for cheaper.
Now, when you have 83% drop in sales, that means it's all the old supply and demand economics that we all learned in school. That
it's
means
you
got a ton of lobster, and it's going out the window, and you're going to be able to get cheap lobster. So, folks,
right.
If you like lobster,
right.
go get it.
Go get it. Which is great. I wish I like lobster more. I really do. I just it's seafood. Yay.
I've never been a fan of it either. I mean, people like always, oh, got to get lobster. It doesn't taste that good.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of like a filet mignon. Oh, I have to have filet mignon. Oh, I don't think it's a very good cut of meat. It's like mushy peas. It's mushy meat. I don't like mushy meat. Because it's expensive doesn't mean it's really, really good.
Speaking of that, I found out I'm allergic to something else.
Oh, God, me?
No. I had pork
Damn
steak,
it.
Which is it's basically a pork butt, and it's cut into steaks. And
you were going to avoid meat.
Well, I'm okay. I thought I was okay on pork. Here's what I found out. Pork steaks have a lot of fat. So I ate
a pig is made out of it.
Yeah, well, it was very fatty. And where I should have stopped at one, but I had two. They were really good. Well, then I broke out in hives that night for 4 hours.
Oh, no, your head got itchy?
Head got itchy, broke out in hives.
All because of the vegan tick.
All because of the vegan tick. But here's what I learned. So the next night, I still had two more in the refrigerator. I cut away all the fat. And then I ate them. And I said, well, what the hell? I'm not going to waste these pork steaks.
Right.
As long as I cut the fat away, I don't break out in hives in my head.
Well, the fat's the best taste in pork. It does the body good.
And by the way, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, I'm allergic to beef. I was bit by a tick. It's called alpha-gal syndrome. The vegan tick is also known as the Lone Star tick. It's very true, and I actually get hives when I eat red meat. And now when
and
I
his
eat
head
fatty
itches.
Pork.
He gets all sweaty. It's gross.
But think about that. I eat bacon, and the bacon, it hasn't happened. And bacon is truly fatty pork, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. But, but no pork butt. You can't butt. No butt.
Well, as long as I cut the fat away, I'm okay. And speaking of bacon, let me go to that bacon story. I'm bouncing around here, but this is kind of a segue. Let me go to the, I got to find it first. It's about the laboratory meats. You know, you've heard about these people making meat in the laboratory.
Well, yeah, I mean, proteins are proteins. You know, it just depends on how you shape them.
I'm trying to find the story. There's a company out there who's going to make laboratory bacon. Where the hell is that story?
Oh, good.
I'm jumping around. I can't find it. Shit. Wait a minute.
They should come up with like get a whole bunch of ticks and mash them up, and make like tick steaks, tick burgers.
Hell. I can't find it.
Would be fantastic.
I got like 50 stories because we weren't here for 2 weeks. So I got all these damn stories and I can't find my damn stories. Okay, where was I?
You got to go to the Dewey Decimal System, pal.
All right. I'll find that story in a minute. Well, moving along. Hey, your buddies at Monsanto, which is now Bayer.
Oh, Monsanto. I love that. See, Monsanto is the food. Boston Dynamics is the creepy ones. The ones that run around.
All right, we'll get to this. Remember 2 weeks ago we talked about that guy who won, I think it was $238 million because he got cancer. He was a groundskeeper at a school and blamed it on Roundup. A San Francisco Superior Court judge gave a tentative ruling to grant Bayer/Monsanto's motion for a new trial because the judge ruled the plaintiff failed to produce clear and convincing evidence of malice or oppression by Monsanto, a requirement for allowing
this sounds like a Supreme Court justice, too. It's not the cake you were looking for.
In San Francisco, of all places. But anyway, there's going to be a new trial. So the guy's not going to...
So the guy, he spent all of his nickels to do the one-to-one lawsuit, and so now he's out of nickels. But he won, and so he's all happy. And he probably got a couple of bucks on like GoFundMe. And now all of a sudden he got Bayer/Monsanto, it's the Death Star of conglomerations, coming back at him. Now the Death Star is fully functional. Ha ha ha! Oh my God! This poor guy. Just give him a rope. Just give him a rope.
Well, I don't think he's going to win. I told you this. I told you
he's not
going to
win. No. If all of a sudden, okay, you went against Monsanto and you won, and you made some money off of GoFundMe, and then all of a sudden you find out that, shit, they reloaded, and now they're Bayer Monsanto. The Death Star has come to fruition. And it's kind of like, oh, God, here it comes. Here's some rope.
I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago that he wasn't going to win that money. There was no way. There was no freaking way that Monsanto was going to win.
And the Death Star made it so. they made it so.
Yep. Well, I feel sorry for the guy, but I think he's going to lose. All right.
I guarantee he's going to lose. If they're coming back, if the judge allowed them to come back against the guy, he's got no fucking chance, dude. That's it. Game over. I can see the Pac-Man shriveling before my eyes.
According to the judge, he has to prove that they had malice. In other words, they intended this. They knew this was going to happen, and they knew this was going to cause cancer, just like the cigarette people back in the day. Okay.
And they paid out, but never really huge, like crazy sums of money either. They got away with it too.
Moving along, let me go check. Let me go see if anybody has called. No, nobody wants to talk to us. All right,
we have no friends.
All right, this is a creepy Walmart story. This creeped me out.
Ooh, neat. I like this.
And I do shop at Walmart, but this creeps me out. Okay, Walmart.
I can't believe you shop at Walmart, dude. Oh man.
Well, I've only got like three choices here. I've got Food Lion, Walmart, and Save-A-Lot. which, by the way, I have a Save-A-Lot story too. But
I don't know Walmart, what that is, but that's fine.
Walmart, I get my staples from, like, you know, dishwashing liquid.
Well, no, you go to Staples for staples.
Toilet paper, that kind of stuff. Because you can't beat the prices, John. I don't care. Ain't no way you can beat the prices anywhere else.
Yeah,
so
but you know, if you're buying Chinese, like, toilet paper, you're wiping your ass with Dolomite and lead.
This is where everybody – this is like – you're like one of those guys who believes he's eating organic corn. Scott paper towel.
I know I'm not. No, I realize I'm not. I don't read the labels because the labels lie.
All those products are the same products you see at other stores. They just get better deals because Walmart buys in such mass that they get better
Walmart
prices.
Walmart puts all the little companies out of business and then sells it for one-tenth of what they pay for it.
I agree with you, but it's not because it's Chinese shit or something from somewhere else. It's just they get a better deal and they sell it cheaper.
Wait, stop, reverse. Rewind. put the pencil in there and twirl the cassette. There's a whole shit ton of Chinese crap in Walmart.
I know. Like, I mean, like the cooking utensils and all the, you know, the towels.
No, not just that. No, stuff that goes into your body too is all made in China.
Nah, you're full of crap.
I may be because I haven't taken a dump for about 3 hours, but that's fine. But I mean, besides that. Dude.
I'm okay. I'm actually okay because I did it 10 minutes before the show. But no, I'm not. I'm telling you, you're wrong about that. We've had this conversation before. I agree with you.
90% of Walmart's China.
Not on food and staples like paper towels and Reynolds wrap and that kind of stuff. No, you're wrong.
Okay, so when you buy food there, none of it's made in China.
Majority,
do you buy fresh meat at Walmart?
No, I usually go to Save-A-Lot for that.
And why would you go? Why wouldn't you shop at Walmart for meat?
Here's one of the reasons why. And it comes from name brand people like Johnsonville Sausage, and you name it, the name brands it, because the shelf life that they need to sell to Walmart is so long, and the way they have to package it, I'd rather go buy the meat fresh where it's cut daily at Save-A-Lot. That's why.
Oh.
Just my own personal preference.
Getting all Confucius on us. All right.
Confusion. Okay. Now, back to Walmart. This is a weird story. Walmart submitted a patent application for a shopping cart that can track a customer's heart rate, their temperature, their speed, and other data to be fed into the computers at Walmart. The cart would transmit the information to a server for analysis about how shoppers respond to certain store conditions.
Dude, I can see it now. Are you kidding me? Okay. Me and a bunch of friends, we're going to get together. We're going to run. I want to get a hold of about 8 of these carts. We're going to run around the whole freaking store on meth.
But why would they need that information? Why would they need to know people?
Because they want to sell you more stuff.
It's just kind of creepy.
No, and I'll tell you, this is fact. They're not out there yet, or they may be. This is about a year or two ago. You know when you're walking down the aisle of a regular supermarket, and all of a sudden I got like a motion sensor and a coupon will stick out?
Yes.
All right, that's just motion sensor. No. Now, they're going to take one step further. Some 450-pounder with the leopard leotards on and is shuffling down the aisle. Her heart rate's about 400, and she's sweating profusely, but it doesn't matter because she has spandex. It's like a nonstick pan. So she walks by the thing. This is going to spit out because she needs this. Heart medication. Here's an aspirin.
I like your coupon sound effect. It does what now?
No, the reason it's I can't say it's true, But if they have your heart rate and all that bullshit, well, shit. Why wouldn't they have a thumbprint detector like when you grab the rail for the shopping cart? You know, it's getting really, really creepy out there. The people are like, I need my privacy. You don't have any.
I know, because
you
have a big brother.
You gave that away years ago. That went away. That's gone. Bye-bye.
You got carts that are going to be monitoring your body functions.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy stuff.
You're walking through the store, and let's say you have to take a dump, and then it directs you to, like, the toilet paper department. I mean,
right.
Is that
right.
Just...
You're not completely fresh. You need more toilet paper. No. Could you imagine walking to Walmart and you go, it'd be like Trigger. All of a sudden, your cart comes running to you. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. I'm not thinking too far in the future. It's like, hey, Mabel, here comes the cart. Dun, 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 and there you go. It's your cart. It knows you. It believes in you.
That's creepy. All right. Moving along.
Yeah.
By the way, October 17th, Canada, pot is legal October the 17th. You can buy it for personal use.
That's great.
Okay.
And how much tax are you going to put? No. Canada, how much tax are they going to put on it?
I'm sure a ton. They're going to make a ton of, the country's going to make a ton of money on this.
Yeah, and the people are going to be poor because of the tax. Dude, they already have like a VAT tax type of setup. Dude, it's going to be worse. They're going to charge like, okay, well, it's a dollar. It's usually a dollar, but with tax, it'll be $184.
Well, in a way, that's if you buy liquor, you know, in the U.S., anywhere,
But, okay, a tax on a six-pack of Coors is not exorbitant. No, it's not.
How about cigarettes? Cigarettes are crazy.
Fuck cigarettes. I gave it up years ago. I don't care about cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes, you're stupid. All right? Just stop smoking now. They cost too much. They're killing you slowly, and you stink. That's pretty much when I stopped for a month. I figured that out real quick.
A friend of mine was in New York and bought a pack of cigarettes, and it cost $7 for a pack of cigarettes.
Wait, so what's in New York City?
Yep. Seven.
How long ago was this?
About 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay. They're usually about $12 to $14 a packet of Bodega.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. I am not lying. Dude, good luck. You can buy them at a club for $15 a pack. You can't even smoke in the goddamn building. It's like, who's the moron here?
Wow, I didn't know that. Well,
yeah.
Anyway,
if he got over $7, then some bum had a pack on him and he gave him $7. They ain't no seven. They're $9.50. They're about $9.50 around me. Anywhere you go around, right around here to like a little. They're $9.50, $10, whatever a pack.
I thought $7 was bad. All right. Well, anyway.
Hell no, $7 is like 3 years ago.
No, this was 3 or 4 months ago. He was in Manhattan somewhere, and he was like pissed off because he had to pay $7. So you're telling me it's even higher.
Pissed off at $7, dude. The gods are shining upon you. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Moving along, the reason why I brought up the cannabis and the pot issue in Canada, they did a study, and 41% of Americans and Canadian consumers would try food infused with cannabis if it becomes legal, according to the study by the A.T. Kearney & Company. In addition, 25% of respondents said their perception of a non-alcoholic beverage company would improve if they became involved in cannabis.
Whatever.
I heard Pepsi backed out of it. They said they weren't going to do it. But Coca-Cola and those other people are already looking at it.
What was the first formulation of Coca-Cola? Remember it was green way back when?
It was actually Coke. It was like the stuff you start
Coca,
up the
nose. Coca. It was cocaine cola.
Exactly.
That's what it was. And that's how they started.
Well,
they drugged you.
Well,
and now they're going to drug them again.
they're coming full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
All right.
Absolute full circle.
Moving along. this blew me away. I actually posted this on Facebook when it happened. 1 in 3 U.S. adults eats fast food on any given day. One out of three. According to the CDC.
That's sad.
Men were more likely than women to eat fast food at lunch, but women were more likely to report eating fast food as a snack. I want to swing down and I'm going to
Mabel, your snack was 2 pounds.
The percentage of adults who consume fast food decreased with age while increasing with higher family income. Higher family income, more, that surprised me too. More people eat fast food from higher income families.
Well, we think about it. The higher income families, usually dad's on the road going to meetings out of town. He's kind of, you know, getting shipped out over here, shipped over there for sales meetings, all that kind of shit. He gets what he can get.
True.
Think about that.
You can, and like we talked about before, you can't go to Hardee's or McDonald's or anywhere without spending at least $9 to $12 for a meal.
Well, me and Maggie. I mean, well, we do a lot of road shows and stuff like that. And I mean, shit, the only place we don't do the McDonald's crap, we don't do the Burger King crap, because why is it when I walk by the place and it's supposed to be you're serving meat, but it doesn't even smell like meat coming out of the stack? We go to Wendy's. I'm not saying it's the best, but it's certainly not the worst. And the dinner for two for us is about $20-$25.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but I'm just surprised this is 1 in 3 U.S. adults eat fast food on any given day.
That's nuts.
100 million people a day are eating fast food. If it's 300 million of us,
if you were to look around you at any place where there's a lot of public. There's a lot of overweight people, dude. I mean, anywhere you go. I'm not saying I'm so fleet and buoyant. I'm just saying, dude, anywhere you go, there's some people pushing maximum density. Some of these people got their own fucking gravity. I mean, there's some really large people out there.
There are. I mean, I probably eat fast food when I travel, but even then, maybe three times a month at the most.
Me and Maggie, when we get to a place we're going to, let's say this a 2-day show, each night we'll go out to dinner. We'll actually have a sit down, nice dinner because we can. But it's going to and from is when you hit the road food. And the road food, we really don't like doing it because it fucks your gut up. I don't care who you are. It's like eating a brick, and the brick just lays there, and the brick comes out, and this nasty freaking Lincoln log out of your ass. It's freaking gross, dude. And it's just no, all fast food makes you shit like it's weird shit. It's weird shit. It is. You eat regular vegetables and regular meats and stuff like that. It's you get a totally different shit. You do.
Well, that's what I was laughing because I was going with you when you said it's like a brick that sits in your stomach, and I was just getting ready to say, and it comes in just like a brick, but you said it, you beat me to the punch. It does.
Yeah, it's true. It just sits there. It sits there like a lump, and it's a lump of Monsanto sitting in your gut saying, ha-ha, I'm never leaving.
All right, moving on. Now, this blows me away, too. Where do you believe that 80% of the world's vanilla comes from?
I was going to say either Vietnam, India, or Madagascar.
Damn, you're good. Madagascar is the correct answer. 80%.
It's not the best vanilla, but they're one of the major producers.
80% of the world's vanilla comes from Madagascar. And the reason I bring this up is the value of vanilla has reached $600 a kilogram. In 2013, vanilla only cost $50 a kilogram.
Right.
In the last 5 years, it's gone up 12 times the cost.
And do you know why?
Well, according to this, it says because of the weather and supply and the old supply and demand.
Okay,
weather's
one thing. Yeah, weather is definitely one thing, but that's not the whole reason. Vanilla is one of the, if I'm not mistaken, is the most complex food available. If you look at vanilla has like 270 different things going on inside of it. Vanilla is one of those, it's like this almost like a cure-all thing. And they're finding a whole bunch of ways to use vanilla on the medicine side of it. Vanilla is really, really cool stuff. And I think a lot of companies are taking note of it. And that's why it's an incredible substance. If you look at the vanilloid receptors, we all have them on our tongue, and the vanilloid vanilla. There is a correlation between the two, and the complexity of a vanilla is actually incredible. If you really sit down, do a Google search on vanilla, break it down, this shit's incredible. And I think people are starting to take notice of that. And I think you see a lot of probably medicine like Merck and stuff like that are probably using vanilla to find a whole bunch of ways to cure people. Not saying they're going to. If they find out the stuff, they'll put it aside until they can charge more for it. But vanilla is actually a very, very incredible little thing.
Well,
so that's my spiel.
I'm surprised because vanilla ice cream is still the number one flavor.
Yeah, but you have imitation vanillas all over the place, too.
Imitation. Because I was just thinking my vanilla wafers or Nilla wafers, they're going to be
You look at it, there's okay, if you have one vanilla bean per 1,000 gallons, they call it vanilla flavored, you know, that kind of thing. But I mean, actual vanilla beans, I actually got one of our customers mails me not Madagascar, it's the Vietnamese and Indian vanilla beans. Every once in a while, it'll show up in the mail because he really likes our product. I thought that was kind of cool. But vanilla is amazing stuff, and it's become a drug. I mean, look at the price.
Well, $600 bucks a kilogram. So next time you get some vanilla beans, you can make yourself some money.
It's just cheaper than pot.
I didn't.
Pot's cheaper.
Yeah, it is cheaper.
Pot's cheaper than that. Yeah.
Pot's super. All right, moving along. We all know about Hurricane Michael hitting Florida. And
yep.
they've done an estimate, and they said estimated crop damage could reach around $1 billion in Georgia alone due to all the rain and wind. According to the state agriculture officials, peanut growers could lose $150 million. Pecan growers or pecan growers can lose 200
million. Pecan, I don't sign on to pecan. It's pecan.
Pecan growers, $200 million, and soybean farmers, $30 million loss. The hurricane hit the state with only 5% of the pecans being picked. 30% of the vegetables and 50% of the peanut harvest had not been completed. So a lot of it's a total loss this year.
You know, the hurricanes hit there on a regular basis. I mean, I feel bad for it. Of course, everyone should. I mean, it's a human thing, and it affects families and stuff like that. But I mean, you get storms there. You get the hurricanes there. That's where hurricanes go. I'm going to say more than half, 70% maybe. They hit just where they hit.
In the Gulf, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for them, but it's like. It's kind of like being in Kansas and being pissed off at tornadoes. I mean, what can you? I mean, I feel really bad for the companies that are the families that are getting affected by this. But it happens, and if you have an old pecan farm or you have an old peanut farm, this is not the first time this has happened.
No. Well, it's been pretty bad. And the only reason I bring it up is because it's related to food. So it means pecan.
No, it's bad. I feel bad. I feel bad for the family. I don't necessarily feel bad for the companies. I feel bad for the families that own the farms. That's what I feel bad for. Because the companies can always rebound. It's just the families that have a little bit of a harder time rebounding than the companies do.
All right. I found the certified lab-grown meat story about bacon, so I'm going to go to that next.
Oh, you found it. You went to your Dewey Decimal System and found the book.
Well, I just kind of stumbled upon it, actually. Okay.
I figured, yeah.
The Orthodox Union, you know who those guys are, right? Okay. Well, the Orthodox Union is reportedly considering the possibility of certifying lab-grown meat, including previously off-limit kosher bacon. Berkeley, California startup.
Oh, wow. Wow. That kosher bacon.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I know where you're going because I was going there too. Berkeley, California startup company called Mission Barns is one company that hopes to create kosher bacon. In 2019. Okay, John, go.
Kosher bacon. It's gonna piss off the Iranians even more. Oh my God! Kosher bacon. What? What? They found a way, or they no longer have a cloven hoof. They've got a paw. So they're they have pigs with paws. Paw pigs. They're pigs with paws. So they can make it kosher because they're no longer a cloven hoofed animal.
Yeah, well, they're going to be growing the meat in a test tube, and then they're going to convert
right,
it into kosher.
Right, of course they are. Right, that's where Charlotte came from.
I mean, that is hilarious. You think about it. I mean, I can't wait till they start marketing it in the supermarket.
Kosher bacon. I mean, they got Hebrew National hot dogs. Could you imagine Uncle Sam with a big friggin' back bacon sandwich? You know the commercial I'm talking about. It's one of the oldest commercials in the book. It's Uncle Sam. He's eating. Oh, this is from a higher authority. Oh, and now he's got a big fat pack sandwich. And he looks up at the sun again. Kosher bacon.
Horrible
stuff.
Here's another study about coffee. Now, a couple of weeks ago,
like
we talked about all the health benefits to drinking coffee. Well, they did another study, John. Now, here's where people are gonna get off the path here. If you drink black coffee with nothing in it, you will receive health benefits. But adding too much cream and sugar to your coffee can negate or actually make your health benefits worse, according to the American Heart Association.
I'm chomping at the bit here. Okay, you put creamer in your coffee. Well, that's good. When people would walk into a place and say, I want a coffee regular, they poured a little bit of cream and a little bit of sugar, real sugar.
Right.
Okay, now they've got those creams that are made out of 480 different chemicals. It tastes really good. Good. And it probably, and as you said, negates the effects of what coffee had the good effects for, because you're drinking a bunch of freaking chemicals you're adding to the coffee. Sugar.
Well,
it's not just sugar. Now, why is the sugar in a liquid form? No, sugar should be a teaspoon of sugar. It makes the medicine go down. The teaspoon of sugar, you should see it pour out like little crystals. It should never be liquid. If it's liquid, that's Monsanto.
Mary Poppins flew in here somehow. Teaspoon of sugar helps them.
Makes the medicine go down. Put the lime in the coconut. Whichever way you want to go with this. The creamer's creamer. Okay, you want to put like half and half in there? Half and half. That's probably your safest bet. Half and half. Or pour milk in there. Just straight freaking milk. I need to skip. Shut up. It's a teaspoonful. I need the 2%. Shut up. That drives me nuts. I can't have 2%. I can only drink 1%. What is wrong with you? What 1% in a gallon? It's an eyedropper full. Shut up and drink it. But anyway.
According to the American Heart Association, the guidelines focus on plain black coffee, and you can drink 3 to 5 cups daily to have a healthy diet. But when you add...
A healthy diet, because that's a diuretic. You need to be shitting your brains out, 5 cups of coffee a day. That's why my manager takes 5 breaks during the day. He's shitting his brains out. He came back with a dent in his head.
Well, when you add sugar and cream, you negate everything and can result in effects that can actually affect your cardiac. Affect you. I'll read this again. Can actually cause you to have early cardiac arrest based on the sugar and cream that you put in your coffee. Anyway.
Right, because the cream is not cream anymore. It's all this crazy stuff. You buy your regular creamer. There's like 40 different kinds, and you'll read the. Have you ever read? Do yourself a favor. Next time you're in the supermarket, read the label for creamer. Like all these different kind of like these crazy flavored creamers. Read the ingredient label. You're gonna amaze yourself. I've done it. Me and Maggie, neither one of us drinks coffee. I think it tastes like ass. But I like the smell of it. Don't like to drink it. But the creamers of the add to it, like a Starbucks, or they take all this crazy shit they put in there. Dude, this stuff is laden with stuff. They don't even read the labels, people. Just read the freaking labels, because labels, it's your last defense. It really is.
Speaking of that, off topic sort of, but along the same line, what is when you say garlic powder, what does that mean to you?
It's pulverized garlic.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Pulverized. I should say pulverized dried garlic.
This is going to really sound stupid, but it's true. A true statement. I didn't realize that's all it is. I bought garlic powder and I've been cooking with it. And
What should be what it said it is.
Here's what it said on the side of the label: crushed garlic. That's all it said. Ingredients: crushed garlic.
Well, that's good.
I thought there was more shit than that.
Crushed garlic. Well, crushed has many forms depending if it's dried or wet. I mean, people can probably verify this too. But mm-hmm. I mean, if it's just garlic powder, I mean, honestly, I mean, you can put some stabilizer in there for moisture, because garlic powder sucks up moisture like a friggin' sponge. It really does. And sometimes they'll put like a I forget not maltodextrin. There's some innocuous things they can put in there to retard the moisture from being absorbed by the powder. We actually had a problem with one of our garlic powders. Our first one had like garlic, like serious garlic powder, but oh man, it would clump up, and nothing wrong with it. It would absorb moisture. And I'm not going to put a desiccant bag in every little jar, and that's stupid. And people go, "What's in the bag?" Yeah, shut up. So Maggie goes, "Well, what about rice?" I'm like, "Yeah, rice. It would work. Technically, it would work. Rice is the best thing in like a salt shaker and stuff like that." The holes on the lids we had for the garlic were too big, and so the grains of the rice would go in there. And I don't want some 3-year-old choking on a freaking grain of rice because their mom didn't feed them enough. But I don't want to go into the bullshit. So we went with granulated as opposed to powdered. We decreased the powdered the powdered amount of the garlic we used and put granulated in place of some of the powder, and it really helped a lot with the formation of clumps and stuff like that in the garlic. So just talking about
how we go on tangents.
Maybe somebody learned something out there today about powder and granulated. If they're thinking about coming out with a good garlic product, powder is the best you can have, because powder gives the most flavor, I think. However, you're going to be dealing with moisture, and unless you want to start using chemicals that, you know, they're not really bad for you, just because it has a chemical name doesn't mean it's bad for you, like xanthan gum. Whoa, where does that come from, Monsanto? No, because the bark of a tree, you freaking moron. There's a whole bunch of guar gum. Oh, Monsanto. That's not Monsanto, you idiot. These are natural things, but people see stuff because they're not educated. When they look at the label and think xanthan gums comes from Mars and guar gums come from Pluto, they don't get it. Those are probably the most natural ingredients you're going to get in a lot of the products you're eating. So especially if you're going for a Swanson's and TV Man or Hungry Man dinner, those are probably the best things you could have in that thing. It's probably the most nutritional value of the entire TV dinner.
That was good.
But anyway,
you actually reeled that all the way back to one of our first stories. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you like that, huh? Yeah, my mind's always working, man. Cerveza.
All right, Cerveza man. Moving along. The Trump administration plans to allow year-round use of gasoline with 15% ethanol, which, by the way, I do not like that gasoline because it screws
neither
up my
19. Neither should any car owner, because it doesn't do good for the inside of the engine. It fucks things up.
Screws everything up. My truck runs awful.
Oh, the sensors!
Ethanol,
the sensors get clogged. The fuel injection gets clogged. Everybody's on this big ethanol kick. All the environmentalists. Oh, we need more ethanol in the gas. What the fuck is wrong, dude? No, we don't. It messes up the car.
Well, the good news is those Nebraska corn growers are going to have somewhere to get rid of their organic corn.
Organic corn, yeah, except for those couple of guys that were caught. See, I do listen. But, no, it's – I think the whole ethanol thing, like they have a – the whole – I think it was Carter who put that into place, wasn't it? I think it was Carter who put that into place where you have a winter gas and a summer gas. And in winter, we need ethanol because we don't want the gas to freeze. Gas doesn't freeze. It's been in the ground for millions of years. It has never frozen in the ground for millions of years. If I put it in my gas tank, why would it freeze? You know, it's the simplicity of it and the stupidness of it. And the ethanol thing, that was for corn growers. I think it's a waste of corn. Corn is food. Corn is not fuel. It's human fuel, not car fuel. Leave it as such. Make whiskey, not gasoline.
Guess what, buddy? Guess what? You're going to lose this battle because as of the summer of 2020, it'll be sold year-round 15% ethanol in our gasoline.
Right. And the car people are going to make a fucking mint. And hey, it is what it is. I mean,
we should probably invest in Napa auto parts and those kind of places because everybody's vehicles are going to start screwing up.
No, not Napa. You invest in the companies making the O2 sensors. You invest in the company making the fuel injector systems. You invest in those companies. You don't invest in Napa because their price is going to go through the roof too, and not as many people are going to be able to buy them. Of course, you have the dealer, of course, charging 10 times more than what Napa would charge. But you go for the companies actually making the units because they'd be selling a shit ton of units because everything's going to have to get continually replaced with bullshit gasoline.
My truck, it runs off on that shit. Okay, moving along.
No, they all do. Our Pathfinder ran horrible. That went away a couple of years ago. That had some hard use on it. I find the Mustang, which will be back on the road. My wife is going to surprise me with something. The Mustang has been off the road for 7 years, coming back on the road. Look out, people. It's loud. It's coming at you. You better move. Don't be in the left lane. But it's just sad to see that the ethanol thing actually getting like getting footing. I think Al Gore was the Goracle. I think he was the one who got us the start of the whole, oh, we must put ethanol in the gas. We must put ethanol. Well, it was before him, but he's the one who really pushed it. And it didn't go well. And it's never going to go well because, well, maybe that's one way to make the gasoline cars obsolete is fuck up the gas so everybody has to go electric. That's one way to do it, if you want to think of that way.
No tinfoil hat on that.
Just a...
No, that's true. All right, this is not a food story, but it's a sad story. Sears, you know, good old Sears. Looks like they're going to file for bankruptcy. Yep.
Well, yeah, they're done around here. They already tore them. They tore down the one on Route 22 by us. That thing was there since the 50s. That went away.
Yeah, I can remember as a kid going to Sears, and I mean, I used to wear those Husky pants, the ones that didn't really have a sock.
We all had Huskies. Oh, please, come on.
No, I had the. I'm sorry, the irregulars. They sold irregular Huskies.
Well,
my mother would
look
buy
at you.
Ones.
I mean, it's. If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, man. Okay, moving along. Let's see here.
Well, you know what's better than Sears, though, was we had a Woolworths by us, too. And the Woolworths actually had, you could sit down and have a hamburger and a Coke and all kinds of stuff. You had this sit-down little restaurant in the back of Woolworths. Those were cool.
All right, I'm gonna scroll down here, and here's a story. The IRS has issued new guidance for the deductibility of food and meals on the new tax law that goes into effect December 2017. This is interesting.
So no more Smith & Wolensky steaks.
No, listen to this. Under the IRS new guidance, 50% of what a business spends on meals remains deductible, which is that's how it is now. But there is no longer a requirement that there be a business discussion at the meal and no requirement that an owner would have more than a general expectation of getting income or some other specific business benefit at some time in the future.
You mean like real life?
Yeah, like real life.
That's real life, dude. Business meeting. Nobody talks about fucking business. They all get drunk. I've been there, done that for decades. Business meeting? You no. Oh, come on. That's a, it's so, the lightning and the frogs are going to rain down. We're going to get a locust plague. Fuck that. No, dude, that's been going on for decades. Decades upon decades.
I know, but the law was that you had to talk business, and people, I mean, I've been in many of those lunches.
And was there a moderator at these? No, there wasn't.
No,
it was by honor system, and nobody had any honor.
Right, and everybody would say, "Okay, let's talk business. Okay, we're done." But now you've got the requirement, and now the requirement's being taken away, which
but
is
that's real life.
Done.
That's real life.
I know.
Shocker.
Okay. Costco.
Business meetings were never about business. Business meetings are getting drunk. Business meetings are about getting a really good meal in your gullet that the other guy's company paid for. That's a business meeting. There's no more
that's
to
a
it.
Business meeting. Costco. Do you have Costco's up there?
We do. We never Costco sign-ons because they originally wanted American Express. I say, fuck you, American Express. You suck and you'll be bankrupt soon. So we never got a Costco card.
All right. Well, Costco has a food court, and I've been to those food courts. They sell $1 billion in their food court and food at Costco.
And that's 100. Why all the people are so – then they go to the Walmart and get the large size of clothes.
135 million hot dog and soda combos were sold in 2017. 135 million combos.
And how many business meetings were in there?
In addition, the company has started their own chicken plant in Nebraska and expects to produce roughly 100 million rotisserie chickens a year.
Wait a minute.
Opens in
wait. Are the organic chickens from Nebraska?
Probably. I bet they eat organic corn.
Well, the chickens are fed something.
And they probably are delivered in a truck that runs on 15% ethanol.
They probably. That's right. Or it's on full gas and the driver's drinking the ethanol.
There you go.
Because you can drink ethanol.
All right. Home delivery. We talked about that earlier, home grocery delivery. According to a study.
for the lazy, unless you got a real reason, you're a lazy fuck if you get home delivery from the supermarket. I swear to God.
John, more and more people are doing it. And I know I agree with it. We talked about
it. I don't care. I don't care how many people do it. That's lazy. I don't want some schmuck picking out my produce. I want to pick out the good shit. I want to pick out the shit that I want, not the shit that some asshole decided I'm going to get.
Well, according to a study, those people who use home grocery delivery, it's going to cost them an average of $100 more per month for a family of four, according to checkbook.org.
I thought
they found that Instacart, guess how much Instacart marks up your food if they bring it to your house?
I never heard of that one. I don't think you would have that around here. I don't know.
23%.
Yeah, right.
So if you
well, we have like Peapod and shit like that around here for Stop & Shop. There's a few ones around here. I guess people use them. Whatever. It's like, dude, you're gonna pay a premium for the shit that you can't even pick out. I think we discussed this. You order this, that, and that on the thing, and the guy brings it to your house, and you don't really notice it, but yeah, the box is a little dinged up, and there's a little bit, and the guy we hit traffic, we hit a couple of turns, and the stuff shifted. Da, da. No, they're giving you the damaged shit. They're giving you the dented boxes they can't sell on the shelf. They're giving the produce that's kind of on it's the day before the last day of a potato. That's the one you get. I don't trust somebody else picking out the food I'm going to eat. If I go to a restaurant, don't have a choice. Got it. If I'm going to a supermarket, I do have a choice. I'm going to pick out the shit that I want to eat.
On top of that, you're paying anywhere from a 14 to 23% markup to have it delivered to your house.
It makes it even that more stupid. And I don't know. People are, I don't have enough time in my day. You do have a time in a week. If you're working 96 hours a week, I get it. If you're working 40, you have time to go shopping.
And our last story.
You
believe it or not, we only have six more minutes. Our last story of the night.
Wow,
this is the one I was going to.
Wow, we plowed through that one, dude. That was something.
I was going to read this one earlier, but I saved it to last. This blows me away. Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas. They
yep.
have banned restaurants from throwing away leftover food and scraps. The city's recycling ordinance, which requires excess food to be donated or composted, is part of Austin, Texas' new plan to reduce the amount of trash sent to landfills by 90% by the year 2040. You cannot even throw your leftover foods in the trash anymore in Austin, Texas.
Well, to do you one better, I think we talked about this. Lord Doomberg, Bloomberg in New York, when he was the mayor, said that you cannot give away salt bagels to the homeless because it has too high of a sodium content. This is what we're dealing with, dude. This
I
is
know.
What we're dealing with. The guy's homeless. He has nothing to eat. Be worried about his sodium intake.
I mean, if I owned a restaurant in Austin, I would like be shooting somebody in the city council of Austin telling me that I can't throw the leftover food in the trash, that I have
right.
to compost it or give it away. Now,
and then exactly. The long-term plan of that is to put the restaurants out of business because they're not going to be able to afford the fines they're going to get if some, because now you're going to have Mr. Smith from the Matrix. You're going to make Mr. Smith put a camera. Oh, look, he threw away food. Fine him. It's ugly.
Think about all the poor people who do dumpster diving. They won't be able to do that anymore
right.
either.
Right. Oh, dude,
okay.
The stupid things sound good on paper, but they're stupid when they're put into place.
Well, we're almost out of time. If you want to read more about the food news, I've got quite a few more stories. I'll post on the blog. Our blog's a big hit, by the way. We get
No, leave them for next week. Save stories. He has some good ones tonight.
I know, but I'll get new ones next week. So on that note, join us again next Friday night if we decide to show up. And we're here every Friday at 9:00. Check out our website. Check out the blog. You can read all about these food news stories. And I'm done, John. It's all yours.
Well, you know, nobody like the Italians can make a straw sound so good.
Cannuccia.
On that note, DEFCON Sauce is signing out tonight. See you guys next Friday. It's been real. It's been fun. It actually has been real fun. So I'll leave it at that. See you guys next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Later, everybody.
Yeah. my father.